And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, David James talks about big weeds and small weeds.
I bought my wee hoosie with the ambition to read the papers in the morning, the Trib Daily and the New York Times on the weekends, drink lots of coffee, grow and can my own tomatoes, peppers, and herbs, learn to play fiddle tunes, and dive deeply into community life. The house has been the scene for fun experiments, the latest being the quest for the perfect shave. I've tried a dozen shave creams. My current exploration, two razors. A first pass with an old-fashioned safety razor to mow the grass, so to speak, and finish with one of those second mortgage three-blade jobs to smooth the old epidermis. I like my morning papers to be paper, if you get me. If it's the evening internet, I'll read what I want to, but with real papers, there are news angles on stories that I would not necessarily discover on my own, but which editors think I ought to know about. That's why I get them. They serve a further function of suggesting topics that require a deeper dive than they can supply, some real study. That's the evening internet and the books all over the house. My house is quiet, but I don't get much sleep. This because the weeds are growing mighty fast, and lately they've been threatening my garden, the lives of my friends, and my beloved community. People are getting shot because of their skin color, even a black kid with a toy gun. When I was 12, we had all kinds of toy guns, and the more realistic, the better. Am I alive now just because we played guns in a segregated white neighborhood? All up and down the street, we all had shiny six-shooters. Remember cap guns? They made a good bang, especially if you doubled up the cap roll. But we were all white. I never sold CDs on the corner, but I sold farm fresh eggs. What a rap! Later, I drove plenty of old cars around with various burned out light bulbs. Am I alive today because my skin color suggested to various authorities I'm one of you? I went to school. I'm with the ruling class. Don't answer that. Not only is that income gap widening in today's America, the web of sorrow is growing into epidemic hopelessness. I'm trying to understand the tortured past that brought us to this point. Black Tamir Rice, Black Philando Castile, Black Alton Sterling, and 47% of South Bend children on free lunch, for Christ's sake. Don't leave out the five cops in Dallas and, over the years, 15 police dead in the line of duty in South Bend, 12 by gunfire. Don't leave out my friends who were broke and disabled, or me, former upper-crust military school graduate turned into an anti-war pinko atheist commie freak. So that means columnists, alternate news sources, books after dark, master's degree writing and reading, looking for the insight beyond people are dying, people are hungry and sick, and people are lonely. These last couple weeks, I'm lucky to grab a few minutes to weed the raised beds or, heaven forbid, play a fiddle tune. It shouldn't be a mortal sin to go to an Irish music session once a week instead of a pressure group meeting, but I've cut back there, too. It shouldn't be a megaphone that I carry in the back of my car, but a fiddle and a bottle of Irish hooch. It shouldn't be a SWAT team or sniper that I worry about when I'm downtown, but whether my banjo audience is laughing and singing. I want tomatoes, but I guess I'll have to settle for a few more weeds. Music, though it's hard to find much time to rosin that bow, but I want understanding. So I'll have to find times for the books. Justice, so I have to find time for love. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm David James.
When the guns are still all over the roof, and the nation nations blossom in their new birth. When art and knowledge...
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.